Well, good evening, everyone. I am so privileged and honored to be on this call. This training series has been absolutely amazing, and it's brought to us by Dr. James Pruitt. I mean, he is a million-dollar earner, an industry leader, an amazing trainer, and it's just been my pleasure, the opportunities I've had to introduce him. And without further ado, I want to say thank you, Dr. James. Hello and good evening.
Well, thank you for that warm, warm introduction, Lanny. We sure do appreciate all that you're doing. And by the way, a happy, happy belated birthday to you, and my hat's off to you for all the hard work that you're doing, not just for you and your interest, but for everybody on this call, the entire Impact Champion team. We appreciate all that you're doing on Impact Central for everybody to go back and glean again and again and get the information they need to get. So my hat's genuinely off to you. And again, thanks so much for all you do. Folks, let me tell you, I am super, super excited to address you on this IQ training call tonight. And this is a leadership training call. The information that you're getting on these calls, we want you not just to use for you. We want you to use them, apply them, and then go back and teach others what you're learning. This is an important process that we're doing, folks. I just want to stop before we get the call really going and give a big, big thank you to C. Rich, Clardy Richardson, and his team for all the hard work they're doing to prepare the Market Research Center and the Dallas office, field office, for an incredible 3 days' worth of events. I just take my hat off to them. I also want to give a thanks in advance to the incredible Dr. Joe, and, of course, our fearless leader, Mr. Eddie Freeman, for participating and helping us get this incredible movement kicked off in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I mean, so many parts are all coming together for your particular future. I think that's so, so nice. And the excitement level here in Dallas is just absolutely off the chain. I am truly, truly excited about what the next 3 days are going to be revealing for all of us. So if you've got anybody that you know anywhere near the Dallas area, please feel free to invite them out. We're going to love on them, treat them well, and show them how to take their dreams and desires and make them come into fruition for them and their family. So we're super excited. Boy, am I excited about the information you're going to hear tonight. Let's dive right in and get started. Folks, I want to begin tonight by talking about something kind of fundamental, but leading into something I think is really, really important, introducing a brand new principle on tonight's call, and then breaking down some important information that I believe that you absolutely need to know. Let's start with a few fundamental things. I call the next thing we're going to talk about the three P's, okay? Now, the three P's are as follows: preparation, practice, and performance. Now, if you are building this business the way we've taught you to build it, you're building it three ways. You're building it in your mind. We've had several calls about exactly how to do that. We won't steer away from that ideology. But you're taking notes right now from your designated notebook, and that is how you're building it on paper. And then, of course, each and every one of us from sunup to sundown, we're building it out in the field. But let's focus our attention, if we could, on the three P's: preparation, practice, and performance. Now, think about a basketball team, if you will. Let's take the Golden State Warriors, Boston Celtics, Detroit Pistons, LA Lakers, any basketball team. It doesn't really matter. And I want to show you how they apply these three P's. So before the season begins, they do what they call spring training. And that's when they go in and they really start preparing their bodies, preparing their minds, learning the plays, doing two-a-day practices, getting their diet just right. They're preparing for the season that's coming. Preparation is important, folks, and a lot of things that we've been talking about is teaching you how to properly prepare for the success that you're going to have. Now, think about when you see a basketball game. You ever seen a basketball game? Before the game gets started, after they introduce all the players, what do? They go out there and they start shooting shots. They start doing layups. They start shooting from the three-point line, from the free-throw line. These are professional basketball players that have been playing basketball all their lives, through high school, through college, through the pros, and they're getting ready to start a game. But what do? They go out there and practice. They've already prepared, but they go out and practice that layup a couple more times, practice the three-point shot a couple more times, practice a couple of free throws. See, you've got to not only prepare for your success, then you've got to properly practice. And then once they go through their season, they're playing the games, if they're so lucky and they work hard enough, that make it to the playoff. And believe me, this is the largest stage in the world for their sport, and now they're performing for so many millions and millions of people all over the world. Why is that important here? Well, the same principles apply. See, you have been preparing. We've been talking about the 40-day mental fast. We've been talking about how to picture your dreams and all the things. See, you're preparing your mind for success. Then we go out each and every day and we're contacting people, piquing their interest, inviting them over here, doing three-way calls. Now you're practicing over and over again the simple fundamentals that it takes to master this industry. And then that day comes where they invite you on stage and you're a top producer. Now you're performing in front of all these people because you've earned the big money. We're going to take that fundamental, folks, and we're going to apply it to this industry, to what we're doing. We're about to prepare like you would never believe. We've already started that. We're going to be practicing, piquing interest, and doing presentations to help people get started, inviting. We're going to be practicing like you wouldn't believe, because the day is coming on November 3rd and 4th, but we're going to be performing at that big launch, folks. See, what we're doing in Dallas the next 3 days is building toward what we're doing in Atlanta with superstar leader Otis Nixon, building toward how we're building toward the official launch. See, all these things are done by design. Folks, with all the training that's here, with all the incredible leadership is here, but you know what it is that holds some people back? As a matter of fact, I think everybody deals with this in their life. They deal with it in their networking business, and I want to deal with it tonight. It's something that's very important. It's like the elephant in the room. But let's talk about it. Let's deal with it. Let's teach people how to overcome it. Folks, what I'm talking about is fear. Now, fear stands for something. It's an acronym, and I want you to write this down. Fear stands for false evidence appearing real. Okay? False evidence appearing real. Now, I want to give you the cure for fear, but let's just not talk about fear like it's something that can't be solved, overcome, or dealt with, because no matter what we do in life, some things come up to make us a little apprehensive, to make us nervous. You get that funny feeling in your stomach. That's fear. Now, the key is overcoming fear and acting in the presence of fear, because everybody deals with it. So let's just talk a little bit about it. And I want to give you just an analogy of how to cure fear, and that's action cures fear. You know, every single year, at the very first time to start the swimming season, we go out to our swimming pool, and it's a hot day, and the pool's open, and I'm standing there on the diving board, and I'm getting ready to jump in, and I get those butterflies in my stomach. You ever had those when you're standing there on the diving board? You know the water's cool and refreshing. You know you're hot and sweaty, and you can't wait to get in, but you're standing on that diving board, you're thinking, okay, I'm going. There's that fear. But if you'll just take action, if you'll just leap off the board, see, the fear is gone. Because you're already in motion. You're taking action. That's what conquers fear, folks, is taking action. But here's what's profound here. It's acting in the presence of fear. So what I want you to do, and this is a great book by Susan Jeffries, by the way. That book is called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. See, feel the fear. You can't get away from it. It's there. But do it anyway. You see, I want to make sure you understand that most people make the mistake of waiting for the feeling of this fear to go away before they take action. That's the mistake they make. And these people usually end up waiting and waiting and waiting forever and not taking the action. They think the timing isn't just right. No, the timing is right. You're just fearful. Well, I got news for you. Fear, doubt, and worry is present in both rich and successful people, and fear, doubt, and worry is present in poor, unsuccessful people. Let me say that one more time, and I want you to write that down. Put an asterisk by it. Underline it. Fear, doubt, and worry is present in both rich, successful people and poor, unsuccessful people. So what's the difference? Here's the difference. The difference is rich and successful people don't let the feeling of fear stop them. What I want you to do, folks, is practice acting in spite of the fear. I want you to practice taking action when you feel that doubt or that worry or that uncertainty, that inconvenience, that discomfort. See, this creates new neural patterns in your brain. When you start feeling the apprehensiveness and the uncertainty and a little bit of doubt and worry and the fear, if you take action, that starts to build a habit of taking action when you feel the fear. That's the new neural patterns that begin to build in the brain. All of a sudden, you're wired for action. See, this habit of becoming unstoppable. See, you'll become unstoppable if you feel that fear and say, no, I got to do it anyway. I'm taking action anyway. I'm going anyway. I'm going for it. See, when you start doing that, you're going to develop the habit of becoming unstoppable. See, what I'm addressing here, folks, is something called your comfort zone. And you've heard this before. And the comfort zone is where most people are when they come into this industry. They have this feeling of this is where I'm comfortable, but they want more out of life. Well, I got news for you. If you want more, you got to do more. If you want more, you got to be more. Folks, I want you to remember that you want to achieve new habits, new goals. You want to move to a new higher level in your life, a higher level in your business. You need to break through and break out of your comfort zone. And this leads me to another harvest principle that we've been building in this training series. So let me give you harvest principle number 4. And these principles, by the way, you can apply them to life, you can apply them to your business, you can apply them to anything, and they still work. Here's the 4th harvest principle. Real growth comes outside of your comfort zone. That's the harvest principle. Real growth comes from outside of your comfort zone. I got news for you. Your comfort zone is overrated. If you think about it, your comfort zone really isn't very comfortable. Your comfort zone really is, you know, that's where there's the same old thing happening that you're used to. Something inside of you right now is burning. You want more. You want to achieve more. You want to accomplish more. You want to earn more. You want to help more. You want to be more. See, folks, if you begin to act in spite of that feeling of getting out of your comfort zone, then you'll know deep inside of your own self that you're growing, because you know real growth happens only when you're uncomfortable. So when you get that feeling of being uncomfortable or fearful or nervousness and all that, instead of crawling back to your comfort zone that really isn't very comfortable at all, I want you to consider yourself just breaking through all of that. See, something is not right. Something instead has got to make you say, you know what? You know that you're growing. You know this is a pivotal moment. You know you're going to leap off that diving board straight into your success. You know that you're going to step away from that comfort zone, because, folks, you can't have and do and become more staying in the same old place. So we're calling people right now that are ready to step up and step out. So if you want to be super successful and reach your innermost highest levels of achievement, I want every single Impact Champion on the line today to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Get comfortable breaking out of that comfort zone. Get comfortable stepping out and stepping up. This is what I call applying your faith. I have an old saying I've been saying for years, don't believe what you see, but see what you believe. Walk by faith, not by sight. Folks, what we're teaching you is you've got the right leadership. You're in the right place with the right products, with the right people at the right time, right now. Nothing, I mean nothing, can stop you from achieving your goals. You know for a fact that sometimes false evidence appears real. That's that funny feeling you get in your stomach, like when I'm nervous about jumping off the board. I know it's cool and refreshing, but I'm still nervous. Take action when you feel this way. Practice acting and taking action in spite of fear. This will make you an absolutely, positively relentless about achieving your goals. There's no doubt in my mind that in spite of fear, discomfort, worry, and doubt, that you will break through all that and not be a scaredy cat anymore. And I'm not speaking about you like I'm better than you. I've got the same fear. I've got the same things that make me go, oh, well, I don't know what to say to this guy. I got news for you. Nobody that starts the interview knows exactly everything. That's like leaving your house, driving to the airport, but you only want to do that if all the lights are green. You don't know the lights are green until you take action and start moving. So I just want to make sure that we addressed the whole idea of being nervous and having discomfort and all of that as something that's bad. No, folks, that happens with rich and successful people and poor and unsuccessful people. The same emotion, the same feeling, but they're used to taking action. So I want everybody on this call now to become, have a bias for being in action. Me included, every speaker you heard on this call included, everybody included. These are keys to reaching new levels. Now, as we're out here building our business and we're piquing people's interest and we're showing them the plan, we're showing them the benefits of the business, and I heard our great leader, Commander-in-Chief, Mr. Eddie Freeman, talking about how to overcome objections. I'd like to add a little bit to that, because this is such a wonderful topic. Folks, keep in mind, there's only five objections, okay? There's only five. No one's going to say, I don't want to join because my toe hurts. I don't want to join because my cousin. No. There's only five objections. And since there's only five, you may as well get used to hearing them and get used to responding to them. So here's what I want to do. I want to talk a little bit about how to overcome these same five objections. You ready? Here they are. Number one, I don't have any time. I've got no time to do this. Number two, I have no money. I want to, but I don't have the money. Number three, I'm just not the sales type. Number four, I would, but my husband won't let me. My wife won't let me. My spouse won't let me. And number five, is this some sort of pyramid or scheme that I don't know about? Now, these are the same five objections that you're going to get over and over and over again. So here's what I'd like you to do. I want you to get some index cards, and on those five index cards, I want you to write on the front, no time. On the back, I want you to write two responses to that that handles that. And I'm going to give you some examples coming up. On the next index card, I want you to write on the front, no money. I have no money. And on the back, write two responses to that objection. Two, okay? The third one, I'm not the sales type. On the back, write two objections to overcome that objection, two responses to it. My spouse won't let me. Write that on the front. On the back, write two responses to that. Number five, is this a pyramid? On the back, write two responses to that. Now, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you some of the responses, and there's plenty of them. I want you to pick two for each objection, all right? If someone says to me, I don't have the time, I wish, don't have the time, I say, perfect. That's why this is perfect for you. The most successful people that do this are the busiest people because this doesn't take any extra time. Here's another response from that. Oh, great. Well, with your contacts and my time, we can be super successful here. See, two responses to that. I want to, but I don't have the money. And I say, well, I hear what you're saying. You really want to. You saw this. It makes sense, but you don't have the money. Let me ask you, how does that make you feel? And I just look them right in the eye. Here's something they want to do, but they don't have the money. How does that make you feel? And I just look at them. It's a sobering moment. And then I just ease them into, I know how you feel. Man, I know a buddy of mine felt the same way. What he found out is, and that's the feel, felt, found method that Mr. Eddie Feeney was talking about. Do the same thing for, I'm not the sales type. Hey, I know just what you mean, but describe the sales type for me. And let them go through a whole description and just listen. Or say, I know just what you mean, but this is sales kind of like when you buy gasoline. Because people sell you gasoline every day, don't they? Yes. And you buy it, right? Yes. Are they the sales type? See, when you have somebody that wants something, someone that's providing something, it doesn't take a special type to be successful at that. If someone says, well, I want to, but my husband won't let me or my spouse won't let me, I say, well, I completely understand how you feel. Well, I've got a wife, too, and I know I show my wife an extra $2,000 or $3,000 a month or a week. They start to come around. Or I say, well, I know just how you feel. That's your husband. That's your wife. I think you should go share with them what your goals are and see if they're supportive. Don't talk about this business. Just talk about your goals. See, I'm trying to find a way to address each of these objections. And, folks, there's no perfect response. You find the response that you feel comfortable with. Is this a pyramid? I like that, you know, my response is pyramid. Kind of like corporate America where the guy at the top makes all the money. What do you mean exactly a pyramid? And I let them try to explain that. Most people don't even know what a legal sales pyramid is. It's something that you do and put money in when there's no product. I think we clearly have an outstanding product, so this doesn't. The point I'm trying to make is, folks, when you're standing in line at the grocery store and you're the fifth person back, you're just standing there while the person's ringing up the groceries, you whip out your index cards and you practice and you get good. And as you start giving these presentations, at the time you're giving them, you should be overcoming the objections you know you're going to get along the way, because you're the same objections. And then after you've given the presentation and you say, let me ask you, do you like what you see? And when they say yes, say, well, do you have any questions before you get started? Half of them will say no. They're ready to get started. But while you ask that question, you're just waiting. Oh, boy, I can't wait. I can't wait. Are they going to give me the I don't have time objection? Am I going to get the I don't have the money objection? Ooh, which one is it going to be? I'm ready because you practiced. You're ready now to perform. You have prepared. Folks, if you just take the time to learn the little tiny itty-bitty things that it takes to be successful here, everybody that's teaching this stuff, we've all been through it. Anybody that's graduated high school, we've been through the third grade and the fourth grade and the fifth grade. Folks, these are nothing complex, nothing super-duper profound. They're all little small things, but every little building block that you learn, every little thing you begin to overcome, your higher level of thinking pouring into you, being prepared, preparing yourself for success, practicing, all of these things are going to make up the you that is super duper successful. Now, I can go into a much further training on how to overcome objections, but I just wanted to give you a little taste, a little bit of how prepared you need to be for what you're going to hear. Do you think Mr. Eddie Freeman doesn't hear those same objections? Sure he does. Do you think that Gregory Jensen, myself, Becky, Delania, you think, all, I got news for you, we all get the same objections. An objection is only a cry for more information. They want to make sure that you heard their objection. That's why you say, I know just how you feel. They want to make sure you can relate to what they're saying. I used to feel the same way. Or my buddy, Clardy, used to feel the same way. A lady in Miami I know, she felt the same way. But what we found out as we started doing this, see, now subconsciously they know you heard them. They know that you relate to them. And now you're able to address that. The reason, folks, I'm giving this information is I'm excited already for your success. You know, I heard the Saturday training call Mr. Eddie Freeman gave, and, you know, something about that guy. I'm not sure of the totality of what it is. He just reeks of success. He just knows exactly what it takes to win. And we have a leader like that that is pouring his heart out every single day. I mean, many of us can't even reach him on the phone because he's busy pouring his heart out, busy sharing his expertise with somebody else that called. That's the kind of leader you want that's available, that's there for your people. I am absolutely tickled, completely proud, and honored to bring on as a very special guest tonight. I'm talking about a gentleman that has made an impact in people's lives, not just here in this country, but all over the world. He's got a heart that's giant. He can't wait to help you. I got news for you. He can't wait to celebrate with you. I'm super excited to welcome none other than Mr. Eddie Freeman to the call. Eddie, did you get a chance to make it on the call this evening?
It just so happens that I did. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am super excited, man. I feel like pop locking and break dancing. I can't wait for what's going to happen. I'm still tingling from your call this Saturday that we did. And I got to tell you, man, I hope I was able to build upon the same principles that you laid out in that call. And I wanted to bring you on to this call so we can break it down like a chicken wing and share what we know with folks to help them to truly reach their goals. Take it away, brother.
Well, hey, thank you, James. And I just, you know, it's always music to my ears to listen to you. And, you know, you talk about some of the things that are so near and dear to my heart. That concept of practice, I mean, you know, I got to tell you, when I first got into network marketing, I owned a jewelry store, and I ended up bringing on board this guy that was a customer of mine. And he comes to an opportunity meeting. I'd only been in network marketing for 2 weeks. And he signs up to the business, and then he calls me up the very next morning. He says, Eddie, you're going to do great at this. You're a salesman. I'm in hardtop and pavement. I'm never going to be able to make money at this. I said, no, Norm, I brought you into the business. Don't worry. I'm going to help you. So he lived in New Hampshire, James, and I tried to find him an opportunity meeting in New Hampshire. There wasn't one. So I, no problem. I'll come out and do a meeting. I didn't know how to do a meeting. I'd only been to 2 meetings. And talk about fear, man. But as I was driving the hour and a half to get to his house, I'm saying, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? And I'll never forget, I got there, and thankfully, there was a table between me and the 8 guests. And I gave a presentation that night, James, and I proceeded to give what may be the worst presentation in the history of network marketing. My knees were shaking so bad. I was perspiring from my armpits to my ankles, and it was terrible. And I'll never forget, as I was driving home, thinking to myself, man, I was really bad. But when I get home, my kids are still going to love me. They're going to hug me. I'm going to be breathing. And 2 days later, I went out and I did another business briefing. And a few days later, I did it again. And, you know, eventually, I became the person that you're seeing out now, getting out there and just doing it. And, you know, you could be horrible like I was at giving presentations, but I promise you, you know, if you just keep doing it over and over again, eventually you get good at it. I mean, I wish, James, I've talked to Nick and Robert about this. I think our next product, I'd like to have a powder that you could violently agitate in water and would help you overcome fear. But the truth of the matter is, that's the biggest challenge, is that so many of us have this fear of rejection. And the way I've got over it over the years is, you know, it's kind of like if tomorrow night, you know, we're going to do a business briefing, and afterwards we're probably going to go out and grab a bite to eat. And when the waitress comes to us after the meal and says, would you like a cup of coffee? No. Would you like dessert? No. You want dessert? No. She's probably not going to go in the back of the room and slit her wrist, okay? Because we didn't say no to her. We said no to the dessert. We said no to the coffee. And so that's how I was able to overcome my fear, was realize this fear of rejection, to not say no to you. You know, there, and like you said earlier, you know, this no is, what you need to hear is no, not yet. I don't have enough information. And the truth of the matter is, James, getting out of your comfort zone that you talked about, I mean, you know, I promise you this. I'm an only child, okay? And I like people and all that, but standing in front of a group of people and speaking, that's not my comfort zone. And worse than that, you know, on Saturday, I do a training call. And I remember my first training calls. I like to see people's faces. Can you imagine you're sitting, like right now, I'm in a hotel room right now, James, and I'm sitting, I can't see anybody's faces. I don't know if they're smiling or whatever. This is not comfortable for me. But again, how bad do you want it? And you see, I want this business so bad, I'd walk through a brick wall to make it happen. And that's the key, I think, to be able to do that is how bad do you want it? And I know you want it too, James. And it's just a pleasure for me to just be here. And I'm so looking forward, you know, to the next 3 days in Dallas. I had 2.5 hours sleep last night, and I thought this was going to be a soft day, but people had me either on the phone or with people literally until about 20 minutes before this call. I can't remember the last time I ate. But the truth of the matter is, I want this. And what we've got here, you know, I think what has helped me overcome my fear, what's helped me get out of my comfort zone, is I have such an overwhelming belief in what we're doing. I have a belief level in the products. I have a belief level in Robert Kelly and Nick. I have a belief level in Michael Seymour. I got a belief level in Ken Anderson. I've got a belief level in Dr. Joe Ganera. I've got a belief level in everybody that was in that room with us 2 weeks ago at that fly-in. I got a belief level in you. I got a belief level in Clardy. I mean, I just got a belief level in this whole team that we've put together. And I put this team, I've been around the block. I've been in network marketing since 1990. That's 27 years. I put this team up against anybody in the industry, James, because we got something special. And you know, for those of you that are getting on these calls, hearing them once is really good. But we record them for a reason. I was told many, many years ago, if you hear something 32 times, you own it. And so when I was getting started in network marketing, you want to talk about practice. Man, I knew that learning how to invite somebody to take a look at the business was a key to my success. I knew that. And there was a guy that made a tape. I was in Nu Skin, my first network marketing company, and the name of the tape was How to Invite. James, in my automobile, this was a cassette now, this was back in 1990, 91, wherever I went, I had his tape on. All day long, in my automobile, there was his tape. At night, I wasn't watching baseball, basketball, football. I was listening to his tape. I listened to it so often that when he came to Boston, Massachusetts to do a meeting, and my part of the training was how to invite, he said to me, "You sound more like me than I do." And I said, "That's because I've heard you over and over and over. You've only said it once." And you want to talk about the ultimate practice, that was it. And I believe that the people that listen into these calls, you need to listen to them more than once. You need to own it. I can promise you this. Dr. James Pruitt and Eddie Freeman, we did not go to high school and have network marketing as a subject. We didn't go to college and have it as a subject. We've learned because both of us have been very fortunate to have very strong mentors. And all we did is listen to them over and over and over. And what you're going to find is most of the successful people in network marketing, we're pretty much giving out the same message, maybe using different verbiage, but we're saying the same thing, and we all want the same thing. Because the truth of the matter is, what we want more than anything is your success. That's it. I promise you, Dr. James Pruitt is not getting on these calls to hear the sound of his own voice. He's not doing this for any reason other than he wants you to achieve the same success in life that he's had. And that's the real leader. We want your success. And that's why, even on a day like today, I was so tired by the last one. It was my last one was at 4:30 Central. I hadn't eaten in a while. I had a 2.5 hour sleep last night. I was almost hoping we'd get stood up. But that man walked in with his son, and I gave a presentation to them. I gave a performance. They had no clue that I had 2.5 hours sleep, because I was prepared for this, because I've been, just what he talked about, these 3 pairs, I've been preparing for this moment forever. And what's helped me do it is the practice over and over and over. And I promise you guys this, when you want this business, because Dr. James talked recently about not necessarily, it's the how, but it's the why. And a friend of mine said, when your why can make you cry, man, you want it enough. I wanted this business. I wanted to learn. I'm a student of the game. I don't care if that game is chess. I don't care if it's Texas Hold'em. I don't care if it's Scrabble. I don't care what it is. I want to become a student of the game, because I'm one of those guys, I don't like to lose. I like to win. And I saw that the people in the industry of network marketing that were winning were able to do things that the average person could never do. And I would say, you spend a week with anybody that's successful in the industry of network marketing, and you will want to do what it takes to get there. And that's what these calls are all about. And, you know, James, I'm just so thrilled to have you on here, and to keep learning, and the fact that you're out there and training your heart out so that people can see the same success you have. And yeah, I just appreciate you having me on this call.
Hey, man, my extreme pleasure. I really mean it. I got to tell you a funny story. I was sitting with Dennis Knox. You know, we call him Fort Knox, because whatever he touches turns into money. This guy's a money magnet. He's been super successful his whole life. And he and I were sitting in an establishment, just meeting people, chatting with folks, and I was inviting him out, and he was doing the same. He was like, wow, man, I see how you're talking to him, how you're doing it. Like, yeah, man, it's easy. You just spend some time, what we're doing. And I said, you know, I created a tool that I think is a great introduction to networking. It's a 5-minute video, and the name of that video is Discover What the Wealthy Know. And I want you to go to YouTube and type in the words Discover What the Wealthy Know, revised. It's important that you put the revised in there, because I made this tool, Eddie, gosh, over 10 years ago, it has served well as a wonderful introduction to the industry. So once I had Dennis right there, I pulled it up on my phone. I said, watch this. And he watched this 5-minute Discover What the Wealthy Know revised. He said, man, this is great. He said he sent it out to 5 people, and all 5 confirmed they'd be there at the event that we're doing in Dallas. So I want to share that with everybody. Go watch it yourself, but you'll see in 5 minutes, I think I make it real plain why some people make more in a single month than other people make in an entire year. Again, Eddie, that is on YouTube, Discover What the Wealthy Know Revised. And let me tell you what the revised is. When I made this 10 years ago, I utilized Donald Trump as a successful businessman along with Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey. Well, times have changed. Some people love him, Trump, some people don't, which is irrelevant to this conversation, but it's not necessarily something we want to showcase right now. But I revised it and took that part out. So you go to Discover What the Wealthy Know Revised. I think you'll find this is a wonderful introduction to the industry. And it gets people, I show this before a home party. It makes people know maybe we need to find a little something else to include to bring us some income. It shows people exactly what the definition of rich is, exactly how to create leverage. Exactly. I want to share that with everybody on here. If it works for you, if you utilize it and it helps you, hey, it's been my honor. But Eddie, I want to propose this question to you. I mean, all of us have challenges to pop up in our lives. So have you ever noticed that when something's broke, we fix it? I mean, if the AC breaks in your car, you fix it. Your water heater breaks, we fix it. But if we're broke, if something's not right with us, we seem sometimes reluctant to fix us. Why is that, Eddie?
Well, James, you know, all I can tell you this, anytime I've been broke, and I've been broken on more than one occasion, I just, you know, there's some people that are just, you can knock me down over and over again, and I'm just too stupid, I keep standing up. You know, it's like you watch a Rocky movie, and he gets knocked down, he keeps standing up, knocked down, keeps standing up. For me, and I can't speak for everybody, but for me, I was knocked down so bad that I really was living in a room. And I've told people, there are people that have committed suicide that were under far less financial stress than I was. I mean, James, imagine you're 50 years old, you've worked your whole life, you've lost everything, you've got two kids that you love more than anything in the world, you know you can't send them to college. They want to go to college. They're at best a C-minus student. So you know they're not going to get a scholarship scholastically. They're 5'7", 120 pounds. They're not getting scholarships to go play ball. And I was felt like the biggest loser in the world. And I just wouldn't quit. And I think that's the key for anybody. I just wouldn't quit. I went out there, and I was fortunate. I found a network marketing company. And you know what? I made phone call after phone call after phone call. See, my why was so strong that I went out there, and I made sure that I was going to fix it. Because I had to. And I just, a lot of people don't even realize that they're broken to go get fixed. And that's the truth. But I know this, that what fixes most, when I was really hurting financially and I was in that room, I knew that if I just had an extra 25 grand, I'd be fixed. And for so many of us, in all honesty, you know, we toil under so much stress on a daily basis, and the stress causes just so much disease, and so much of the stress is brought out because people can't make ends meet. And the one thing I know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the industry of network marketing can take care of all your stresses. 100%, because today, any stress that I have in my life is not is not about money anymore. The stresses I have in my life, you know, I got a family, I got kids. But I just know if you just go to work, if you just have that attitude, I'm just not going to give in, I'm going to go, you're going to fix yourself. Because for me, nothing fixed me better than just going to work. Even today, if I take 2 or 3 days off, James, I can't even enjoy myself because I feel like I'm not worthy. I feel like we're on a mission. And we've got 2 years, maybe three, to go out there and really bust this thing and make things work. And you know what? I promise, if we do that and everybody keeps just following the principles that you've laid out here, everything's going to fix itself.
Eddie, we sure do appreciate you taking the time, given how much you've been working, your travel schedule, all that you do. You took the time to be on this call, and every single person on this call right now is pointing at you, shaking their head up and down and nodding how much we really appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so, so much for spending some time with us on this call tonight, sir.
Well, thank you for having me, and I just want to know, for anybody that's listening to this call, whether it's live or whether you're listening to the recorded version, I promise you this, I get a lot more out of this than you do. This means everything to me, and the fact that you're taking your time on a Monday night, a Thursday night, a Saturday morning, when you can be out doing anything else in the world, but you're here trying to learn and get something out of it. Man, I promise you, I get more out of this than anybody, and I appreciate it. And James, I appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to getting together. And just for what it's worth, it just so happens I may have a special cigar with your name on it.
Oh, how about that? That is awesome, man. I sure do appreciate it. I really, really do. We began to build some wonderful memories together already. And oftentimes, folks don't really realize what it takes to really keep your game face, to really keep your attitude right. And we're going to have future calls talking about posture, not how you stand, not how you sit, not how your body looks, but how you feel about what you're saying. That's your posture, the passion behind that, the stance by which you're speaking from. We're going to be talking about that, but I want to wrap up this call by talking about something real brief, and we're going to go ahead and wrap up the call. I want to just cover real quick 7 things to help you self-motivate. So if you find yourself getting down, you find yourself not being so fired up, because it all comes down to what Eddie said, how bad do you want it? Let's talk about the 7 things to self-motivate and win. I'm going to hit these real quick, and we're going to wrap up the call. Number one, 7 things to help self-motivate and help you win. Get serious about your business. Don't play with your business. Get mad, M-A-D. Make a decision that you're going to get it done. If it's going to be, it's up to me. You got to get mad, M-A-D. Make a decision. No excuses. Now, distractions are going to come up. Remember, what you think about, you bring about. Don't think about the distractions. You think about winning. Don't think about quitting, but think about winning. Number 2, identify what is stopping you from being successful and fix it. You're not talking to enough people, fix it. You're not doing enough 3-ways, fix it. You're not sampling enough products, fix it. You're not on the right smart ship, fix it. You're not listening to the right people, fix it. You're not going back and hearing the calls over and over and writing down the notes, fix it. You're not studying your notes, fix it. Number 1, get serious about your business. Number 2, identify what's stopping you from being successful and fix it. Number 3, get around and stay around the right people, the people that are going to raise your thinking and stretch your vision. That's why I love being around people like Eddie Freeman. You can't help but to stretch your vision. You can't help but to raise your level of thinking. Be around winners and positive people, people with big dreams, big goals, rhinos, not cows. Number 4, break your regular routine. Do something outside your comfort zone. Get in your prayer closet. Walk down the AVE. Launch your day. Exercise. Number 5, positive visualization. You don't get what you want out of life. You get what you picture. Picture yourself winning. Picture Eddie handing you the big check. Picture you wearing those red shoes when you go up and that red dress when you go on that stage. Picture what you're going to wear when you get there. Huh? Picture. Make that dream book. Number six, positive self-talk. Jesus said, I told my people they can have what they say. My people keep saying what they have. What I want you to do is call those things that are not as though they are. Start speaking to yourself that you're a champion, that circumstances and people and events happen every day to lead you to your goal. Start speaking to the champion inside of you. Number seven, faith without work is dead. Do the work. Do the work without fear. Feel the fear and do it anyway. The results will come. You just develop a bias for action. Tell me yes, tell me no, tell me quick, I gotta go. If you're not in action, you know something's wrong. Believe, the faith will build, the work will come, you'll be able to hit your goals, and you will absolutely positively win. I want to thank each and every one of you for spending time with us. Stay motivated. Stay focused. Make sure you're inviting people here. Go back and listen to this call. Listen to what Eddie Freeman said. It's all about how bad do you want it. And we surely do want it for you. Remember, folks, as I close, don't believe what you see, but see what you believe. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again real soon. Goodbye for now.